Tonight's shir, Simchav Hey, Seif Dalid and Seif Hey. Seif Dalid, Sarich Sheyu Tefillin Olav B'Shas Kriyashma Usfila. A person should be wearing his tefillin at the time of Kriyashma and Tefillah Shmona Esrei. Mishtabura Sifkan Yudal B'Shas Kriyashma Usfila. What's the line? I mean it to say. The Kol HaPachos B'Shas Kriyashma Utfila. At a minimum, at the time of Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. Okay, the Kamam is Simen Lamazayin, Seif Beis, as we'll say later on, in Simen Lamazayin. It used to be at one time, people would film the whole day long. They would film the whole day long. And we don't have the proper kavanas to do that, so we were to film at least for davening. A minimum, Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. V'amin v'gemara, the Mishnah Berurah continues that the Gemara teaches, Kalakari Kriya Shema b'li tefillin, ha'yu ke'ilu made eidu shekel be'atma chas v'shalom. Whoever were to recite Kriya Shema without tefillin is as if he's giving false edus on himself. Chas v'shalom. Perusha b'Tosfos. Tosfos explains what's the edus sheker. L'fisha omer, he's saying the words ukashartum le'ois v'gomer v'en kosher. He's saying you tie it on your arm and he doesn't do it. V'afshe b'di'evid yotzi de Kriya Shema, even though one would be yotzi Kriya Shema b'di'evid without tefillin. The problem is there's an avera on the other end of it. It appears as if he doesn't want to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea of Eidus Sheker that he testifies upon himself. There's another explanation. Look in the Vush. If you look in the Sefer Charedim, it's written to me, Zanilmad Kisha Oimer Vehavdus Hashem Vegomer, that we learn when we say V'yahavtas Hashem, Yir lahachnis Avas Hashem Yisparach Belibo. He should attempt to bring Avas Hashem into his heart. Shlo yir kedoy v'sheker chas v'shalom. You shouldn't be speaking falsely. Chas v'shalom. It's the same concept. The way the Gemara says, how can you say kushartam lo'ois and you're not wearing tefillin? So how do you say V'yahavtas Hashem and you don't have Avas Hashem? V'dan, you should know. Lo amru kein ela kusha'oise kein b'mezit. The requirement to wear tefillin when you say Shema and the resulting made Eidus Sheker if you don't is only if it's intentional. Shemis atzeh lehaniach tefillin koinu Kriya Shema. He's just too lazy to put on his tefillin before Kriya Shema. Al misha ain't no tefillin, but if a person doesn't have tefillin available, okshu b'derech u'machmas kor v'tzina en yochel niach tefillin, or maybe he's traveling and it's freezing, it's too cold, he can't take off his coat and jacket and his layers to get the tefillin. V'chol ki gavner, any situation like that, perhaps it could be a hospital setting. Bevadei ein lo la'achar Kriya Shema b'zman ha'machmazeh. That's certainly not a reason to delay the mitzvah Kriya Shema. There's a zman for Kriya Shema. And if the zman for Kriya Shema is going to pass before he gets his tefillin, or an opportunity to wear the tefillin, he shouldn't miss out on the mitzvah Kriya Shema, and he should say Kriya Shema b'zmana without the tefillin. Levush b'simen unches v'etakti shamas hashonu ayin sham. This is from Levush, simen unches, I quoted his language over there.
Is it because we will have done it in Shacharis once in the day that we're not worried about the nighttime Shema not having tefillin on? I mean, it's also, in a sense, an Eidus Sheker. So the fact that we're yotze once in the day,
as you're asking the question, why isn't it made the Eidus Sheker at nighttime if we don't wear tefillin by Maariv?
Correct.
So this gets into a separate issue of Laila's Zman Tefillin and not Zman Tefillin. And we don't wear tefillin. In fact, we would dafka take tefillin off at night. Those who wear tefillin all day long would dafka take it off by nighttime. So there, it's not going to be made the Eidus Sheker because you're not supposed to wear tefillin at that point. Se'if, hey. Yechavein b'hana chosam. When a person puts on tefillin, he has to have in mind that the Ibn Shalom has instructed us to put on these four parshiyos that are in the tefillin. These parshiyos include the concept of one Hashem, taking us out of Mitzrayim, al azroya keneged alev, v'al harosh keneged hamayach. These parashiyos are on the arm, opposite the heart, and on the head, opposite the brain. We should remember the miracles and wonders Hashem did with us, which indicate His oneness, His uniqueness, La'asos behem kiritzono, and that the Baruch Shalom has the power, the Almighty, to do above and below whatever is His will. V'yishabi the Kadosh Baruch Hu neshama shei b'mayach v'gam halev shu ikra tayvos ha'machshavos, and a person should make his neshama, which is in the mayach, subservient to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and his heart, which is the seat of his desires and thoughts. And by this, he will always remember the Ribbono Shel Olam and minimize his pursuit of indulgences. We put on the tefillin shayat first. And say the bracha l'aniach tefillin. Then we put on the tefillin shavosh. We do not make a bracha on the tefillin shavosh. It's one bracha l'aniach tefillin for the shayat and for the shavosh. The Ramah adds, "V'yesh oimim." Some say, "Levarach al shalvoish al mitzvah tefillin," that you do make a bracha on the shalvoish al mitzvah tefillin. Afil lo hivsik bein time, even if you did not interrupt between the shalyad and the shalvoish. V'chein pashad aminig b'vnei Ashkenaz, and that is the minig that has spread throughout Ashkenaz. Shemavarachin shtei brachas, to say two brachas. V'toiv loimar tamid achra bracha shniyah, and it's proper and good after the second bracha to always say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso LeOlam Va'ed, the way you would say after a bracha that you weren't supposed to make. You see in the Ramah already the allusion to the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos talks about two brachas, and the way Rashi learns the Gemara, if you say LeHaniach Tefillin and there's no interruption between the Shayan and the Shel Rosh, you don't require a second bracha. But if you spoke or interrupted, that's when you need the second bracha. And that is the view of the Rif and the Rambam. It's Rashi's way of learning the Gemara Menachos. Tosfos introduces a different pshat, Rabbeinu Tam, that that's not what the Gemara means. Really, you'll make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin even if you weren't mafsik. And that's what the Ramah is saying. Some say to say al mitzvah tefillin, I feel low hivsik bein time. There was no mention of Al Mitzvah Tefillin yet. Well, the mention of the Mechaber, if you're Mafsik, then you say an Al Mitzvah on the Shavosh, because you've lost the Laniach when you interrupted. And the Ramah is saying, no, there are those who say you say the Al Mitzvah, even if out of Hafsik, you always say the Al Mitzvah. But because there are those who say that you don't need the Bracha Al Mitzvah, so the proper thing is to say the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Lavet.
According to the Mechaber, if you made a mistake, and then had to say the second bracha, would that count toward your mea brachas?
Yeah. The poskim say if you damage one esrei and you made a mistake of daven again, it counts as mea brachas too. Let's have a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkar and Dezvav. Yichavin. The thought you're supposed to have when you put on tefillin. Yichav b'han ochosam, you should have in mind when you put on tefillin, kosef habachsam, and ches tamazel, the bach writes, and ches the reason. Midichsiv v'hoy l'cho l'oysal yodicho, v'goymer, Mantia teres Hashem beficha, in order for the teres Hashem to be in your mouth. Ki b'yod chazaka, tzichah v'goymer, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with yod chazaka. Yoyre ki ikr ha-mitzvah v'kiyuma tuluya b'kavani sheyechavein b'shas kim ha-mitzvah. This is an indication that the essence of the mitzvah and the way to fulfill the mitzvah depends on the thought you have when you do the mitzvah. V'kasa p'imagadim v'kal malkam b'di'evra filim lo'chi v'en rak l'shem mitzvah b'vad yatzo. Pima Gadim says, this is all a chatchila. B'di'eved, as long as you have in mind, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, it's sufficient. There's a general rule of mitzvah tzvichas kavano, that I'm doing the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah. And that's a requirement by all mitzvahs. We're adding by tefillin that on top of the normal kavano l'shem mitzvah, you have to have in mind this kavano of yichud shmo, yitzis mitzrayim, yishabet ha'nashama, v'halev, and all that. That's the Pima Gadim says the chatchila, but the evidence would not be ma'akev, and this is why in many sidurim there's actually a nusach that incorporates the mechaber's words. It's more than the mechaber says, but even if you just do the mechaber, a person should have this in mind when putting on tefillin in the morning. Sifkan design lahaniach arba parshios, to put these four parshios. V'yesh noigin machmazeh, for this reason, some have a practice. The Kroys Abba Parashios Lacha Nachas Tefillin, to actually recite the Parashios after putting on the Tefillin, Hainu Kadesh v'hayyaki avyecha. Specifically, Kaddish and v'hayyaki avyecha. Tishma v'hayim shemaya b'lav hachikoyin kol yisrael b'shaskei shema. Because the last two parashiyos of shema v'hayim shemaya, everyone says anyway when they say kriya shema. U'betfilin debenu tam, and if someone puts on benu tam, it's filin afterwards. Then he should say all four parashas. He should say Shema v'Hoya, and again Kaddish and V'Hayiki Avyecha. It's a very nice practice. So not everyone does this. It's not a requirement, but it is in the Siddurim. The Siddurim do have the parashas of Kaddish and V'Hayiki Avyecha. If you're inclined to say it when you put on tefillin, some put it by the parasha by tefillin, some put it after Shacharis, but most Siddurim have it so that if you're going to say it, it's there for you. Sivkan Yudzayin Techila. The Shulchan Aruch goes on. It could have really been a separate sif. You put on the Shalyad before the Shalroish, put on the Shalyad first. The Chsiv Ukshartim V'Goyim V'Hod V'Hoyel Totav is a Goyim. And the Pasuk Ukshartim precedes V'Hoyel Totav. So you always put the Shalyad before the Shalroish. Sivkan Yudchas V'Yavarach. And you make a bracha. What's the lema? When do you make the bracha? Koydim Ahidu G'dkaman. Before you tighten it on the arm, as we'll say later on. Sevkan you test the filin halamid bedagish. There's a dagish in the lamid, so if you know how to differentiate, you know lamid with or without a dagish, so make sure there's a dagish in the lamid. Sevkan chaf al mitzvas. The Ramah says there are those who say al mitzvas. Bepatach tachas havav. There's a patach under the vav. Shuloshin yachid. Shuloshin yachid. V'layame becholim shuloshin vav. Not mitzvos. It's not plural. Shahar lo nesak na bracha zu ki im le tefillin shorosh pavad. This bracha is exclusively for tefillin shorosh. Kamo shisbar b'simen chavav, as will be clarified in simen chavav. V'chein echriva v'achorim doka taz. This is how most achorim conclude, not like the taz. So the minig of Ashkenaz spread based on shita satosvus. It's also a rush that the B'nai Ashkenaz would say two brachas. Sivkar chafal v'toiv loimer, and it's proper when you're done saying the second bracha to say Baruch Shem. Mishum chshash sefek bracha levatol, because there is a concern. It might be a bracha levatol. Kama shekasef simen reishvav, we write in simen reishvav, if you make a bracha that you don't have to make, you say Baruch Shem afterwards. V'lo shehu safek gam. Now this can't be a real absolute question. Timken, because if it was, eich yivarech misafek bracha levatol, how can you make a bracha intentionally, knowing there's a safek, sav bracha levatol, v'yismach, and you're going to rely al sheyoyme, that you're going to say afterwards, Baruch Shem Kavam Mechuslam V'ed. You can't do that. El da'anan b'nei Ashkenaz Sfirulon, rather we b'nei Ashkenaz hold the halach das b'nei tam. We hold the din as a b'nei tam. And therefore, we require a bracha on the Shabbos. Rak lo bavcha de milsa. But just to avoid any problems, for the benefit of the doubt, the hotz yatsmenim, they call pickbook to remove any possible complaint against us. Na'agid lo'im, the meaning is to say, Baruch Shem Kvam Achuso Olam Va'ed. So now that we do that, V'yizor Ma'od, be very careful. Shlo lo'im Baruch Shem Rak Acha Shiyahadik HaShal Rosh Al Rosh Al Kharo'i. Not to say the Baruch Shem until you've tightened the Shal Rosh properly on the head. Dimlokein, because if not, if you're still adjusting the Shal Rosh and you start Baruch Shem, Yehefsik ben HaBrach LaNochal, you're interrupting between the bracha and the placement of the tefillin. Via bracha zulu batola bevade, now you've taka made a bracha batola. V'tzarech lach zulu v'arach, and you have to say the bracha again. V'oilom nechsholim b'zeh. Unfortunately, people stumble on this. They're saying the Baruch Shem before the Shal Rosh is properly adjusted. They should wait until the Shal Rosh is adjusted and then say the Baruch Shem. If you take a look in Ber Alocha V'toyv, V'chulu, this line of V'toyv, the best thing is to always say Baruch Shem afterwards. Ayin Bebeir Hagro, Sheposik HaMachaber. The Vilna Goin said to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Ramah says, Pashat HaMinig B'nei Ashkenaz, throughout Ashkenaz it was embraced to say a Baruch on the Shal Rosh, the Vilna Goin says the Halocha is like the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't say a bracha l'shorosh. You just say the haniach, and that's it. The rest of the Ber Alocha brings a very interesting idea from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Kasav Eitzah, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has an idea. Sheicham is birchas haniach, you have in mind, you say l'niach tefillin, im halacha shidus Rashi, if we talk a pasuk like Rashi, who says you only make one bracha. Ani mechavin shlo lot seis v'birchas on neachal shal rosh. I have a mind. I don't want the bracha to work for the shal rosh. V'havizek kesach. It's as if you talked. V'yuchel v'rachal shal rosh. Then you can make a bracha on the shal rosh. V'ein ze bechal gor bracha shenet tzviuchin. Now, why don't you say you're causing yourself to make an unnecessary bracha? It's like you have cake and cookies, and you have a mind. My mezonah should only go for the cake and should not go for the cookies. Then you have to make another bracha on the cookies. It's an unnecessary bracha. The much glasses came. You have no choice. You have to do it. May sveka the dinik says machlekes. Very tam achen kosh akas basachaim and other reasons like written in the Malbim. Kvar kadama os tamid. Really, os tamid says this before him. Kfi mashe beir pimegadim. Start with how the pimegadim explained it. Ubaratz basachaim mashe gamkin shemaskem. It's that even the Malbim seems to say he agrees with this idea. Ach pimegadim meisha shemesayim azev ve'ein linokim. But the pimegadim says not to do it. Don't do it. For the time of why was he upset about it? Why didn't he want you to do it? Don't teach yourself, don't train yourself to question the meaning of Klai Yisrael. Many of you shouldn't hold this way. So who are you to come along and chapoy seisus? If that's what they said, that's what they said. Lamaisa, the Vilna Gaon said to follow Shulchan Aruch, and many people follow Shulchan Aruch, particularly the Sfardim, will follow Shulchan Aruch, and some Hasidim as well, do not say a bracha on the Shalvosh. To me, it's an unbelievable, fascinating idea over here that there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi was not a Sfardi. Rashi says you make one bracha along with the Rif and the Rambam, and we're going to say the bracha with a Baruch Shem. By Sfiras HaOmer, there's a very well-known machlokes. Is every day of Sfira a separate mitzvah? Or is it one long mitzvah? And the practical issue is, if I miss one day, if I miss a day entirely, if every day is a separate mitzvah, keep on counting with a bracha, because just because I missed one day doesn't mean I missed the next day. But if you hold this one long mitzvah, then once you missed a day, you can't make a bracha anymore because your mitzvah is not complete. It happens to be the standard view, Tosfos view, the standard view is every day is a separate mitzvah. Shitas HaBahag is that it's one long mitzvah. So why don't we just make a bracha? Just make a bracha. It's one shita who says it's one long mitzvah. No, covered of the Bahag. The Bahag said it's one mitzvah. How are you going to go make a bracha? Bahag says you don't make a bracha. So fregich. Rashi says you don't make another bracha. The Rif says you don't make another bracha. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha. Covered. Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam. Tarnished. Don't make another bracha. I would think there's 10 times more reasons to make another bracha if you missed one day of Sfira, to make the bracha on the next night of Sfira, than to make this bracha, you know. And if you tell me by tefillin, so we want you to make the bracha, and then add a baruch shem just to cover those who disagree, then do the same night of Sfira. Say the bracha, say el Sfira, and say baruch shem afterwards. We don't do that. To me, it's like shtickle pella. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, you'll see that he addresses this question, and he says a chiddush. He wants to say that really the pshat bruch shen kol mechuslam ve'ed is not because of safek brachas. Rather, it's a different pshat. The bracha of lahaniach tefillin is a birchas mitzvahs. The bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin is a brachas hodah. It's giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this kesher, that's mekasher Klai Yisrael to their Father in Heaven. And that's what we say, a brichas hodah, to give hodah to Hashem Yisparach on the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, it's appropriate to say bruch shem. Just like the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is followed by bruch shem, so too, when we say the bruch al mitzvah tefillin, which is a hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it makes sense to continue with Baruch Shem Kvam Achuso Olam Ve'ed. It's a description of this chibur between Klai Yisrael and Ribono Shel'Olam, similar to the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and that's why we say Baruch Shem after the bracha. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan wants to explain why this is unique, and that's why we say the Baruch Shem after the bracha al mitzvah tefillin.